Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
A trade news update for Mate Internet and Mobile. Mate, award-winning Aussie service. Mobile plans from $20.
Well, it was a trade frenzy yesterday, wasn't it, Adam Kearney? Lots of deals done. One of those was great to see. Tim O'Brien, unrestricted free agent, signing with the Western Bulldogs. He moves to this year's grand finalist, and I'm sure he's very, very excited after a long period of time at Hawthorn as well. Did play the 19 games this year, in fact, for Tim O'Brien. So a regular feature in the side in Alistair Clarkson's last year, but he's about to ply his trade at the Kennel under Luke Beveridge. And what a great pleasure it is to welcome him to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio on Trade Afternoons. Big welcome to you, Tim, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It must always be a relief, even though it's been in the works for a while, obviously, to have it all signed, sealed and delivered yesterday. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, no, it was good to get it done. It was a, it's a bit of a process to obviously get through and get it over the line. But yeah, once we got the team approval and it all happened pretty quick yesterday, and haven't really got off the phone since, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, really excited about it. I think it's a good move for myself, and I think I can help the Bulldogs going forward and taking another step towards what we're after.
So at Hawthorn, Tim, 19 games this year, as you said, 16 in each of the two seasons prior to that. So you were getting a regular game, but obviously with Sam Mitchell coming in, can you tell us how the move away from Hawthorn came about?
Well, I was obviously out of contract throughout the year. And then obviously there's a fair bit of movement going on at the footy club with coaches, etc. So, it was sort of a bit of a wait and see time for me because the club wasn't committing to really anyone, and because I had to sort their own sort of stuff out. And it was a wait till trade period from Hawthorn. So then it was just, a wait and see there for a while. So I didn't really know what was going to happen. Still could have gone any of multiple ways, really. But then to get an offer from the Dogs, I was stoked about to get the two-year deal. And, I feel like what I can bring to the table is really going to help the Bulldogs.
So how did the conversations with Sam Mitchell go? Because there's been a lot reported about some of those senior players being shopped around. Did you feel after you had a conversation with Sam Mitchell it was more likely that you could be better off elsewhere?
Yeah, that's the feeling that I got. He was pretty clear from the start. It was, we're going to have to wait until trade period to make a decision on what's going on, because obviously he only just come into the job and there's a bit going on. So, it was clear to me that the whole time was always going to be waiting till trade period for anything from Hawthorn. And I guess you get a bit of a sense and looking at the list here, at Hawthorn's list myself, it's like, well, I think I'm probably going to be better off moving to another opportunity, and one that I'm really grateful for is one of the Bulldogs have offered up.
And the conversations with Luke Beveridge, you would have had a bit to do with him at the Hawks previously, but where did he see you playing footy at the Dogs? What position?
I've spoken to Bevo a couple of times briefly and had a pretty good relationship with him when he was at Hawthorn in my early couple of years. So, that's a really exciting part to get back with him. But he was pretty clear that I'll be playing across half back, which is something I'm excited about. I feel that's probably where I'm going to be able to play my best and most consistent footy, and that's where my attributes are best suited to how the game's played these days, to be playing as like an intercept marking defender will be the role that I'll be looking at playing.
And a license to fly, Timmy, after that big Mark of the Year contender from Bevo. I still can't believe he didn't win Mark of the Year, by the way, but just fly for everything, will we, down back at the Kennel?
Of course. Why not? It's what everyone likes to see in a game of footy, and it's good fun. So it's one of my strengths that I can get up and have a crack at him. So I'm sure I'll just keep going for him.
Yeah, I'm testing my tiny little brain's memory out here, but did you have a really quality game against the Western Bulldogs playing in defence at some stage this year, and was that brought up at all?
I probably had my best game of the year. Yeah, I think it was around 21 or 22.
Good Coons. Sharper than I thought he is, Tim.
Yeah, he nailed that one against the Doggies down in Tassie. So I'm sure that's contributed in some way. But yeah, just great to get the opportunity and can't wait to get into it.
Were you disappointed that you didn't make a career out of being a defender at the Hawks? Obviously, you had some pretty quality defenders over the years in your premiership years as well, but you sort of were pigeonholed as that sort of second or third key forward. Were you disappointed at times in your career that you couldn't actually make a decent fist of it in defence?
Yeah, it was, I guess, it was funny. I was talking to Clarko yesterday or the day before, and he was super rapt for me to be able to get this opportunity, and was happy that it was going to be in defence, because he did say, like, that's where we sort of thought your best footy was, but we just couldn't get you there, couldn't settle you there in terms of needs of playing, needing to play forward and second ruck roles and all that sort of stuff. So it was a little bit frustrating, I guess, that I felt that I'd played well when I had played there. And I got thrown around a little bit, I like to think that versatility is one of my strengths, and it's a good thing to be able to do it. But yeah, it would have been, and it's something I'm really looking forward to at the Bulldogs, is settling into a role on the side and really nailing it.
You got a familiar face there as well, it must be said, Tim, in the Doc, Taylor Giray.
Yeah, he's a good man, Doc. I've spoken to him briefly a couple of times in the last few days, so yeah, it'd be good to reunite back with him again. I see him around a little bit. We don't live too far apart, so it'd be good to get back there, and obviously with Bevo as well.
And look, footy's a business, we know that, but at the end of the day, we're all human, and there must be a real excitement. I mean, you've had a great career at Hawthorn. They're going in a different direction now, and there's a bit of a build in place there. To go to a team that's contending strongly, has just played in a grand final, it's hard not to cast your mind forward and get excited, I'd imagine. Just at your core, you must be thrilled with the prospect of going to a team and the chance to play finals.
Yeah, 100%. That was part of the, as you said, the real excitement about this opportunity is not only get to go to a club that's seeking a role that I could fulfil, but also they're contending, obviously, right at the top. So it's an exciting time to be at the Dogs, and something I'm really looking forward to being a part of.
And we'll let you go, Timmy, but off the field, I think you're close, they tell me, to finishing your building apprenticeship, aren't you? So there'll be plenty of time to keep doing that, I'd imagine. You've got a couple of renos on the go?
On the tills.
Yeah, I love it, getting on the tools. So I'm not too far off. It's obviously hard to get an apprenticeship done whilst playing footy. We have to do it a bit of an alternative way, but it's something I love, and I've got a reno in the works, and hopefully if council get a bit of a hurry up, I might be able to get it going soon.
Bloody councils, eh? Always holding things up.
don't take the bait on that, Tim. Hey, great to talk to you. Congratulations on the move. Can't wait to see you in the red, white and blue, and an exciting year ahead of you, and next year and beyond as well at the Western Bulldogs. Well done on it, and thanks for joining us.
No worries. Appreciate it, guys.
And Tim O'Brien there, Hawks. Well, I say defender, utility, but he's about to become a Western Bulldogs defender and hopefully settle himself down there in the back half of Luke Beveridge's side.
And always good to see a gingerhead bulldog running around, isn't it?
I thought you bonded with him, to be honest.
Got that special connection.
You do.
Gingers.